AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker hopes the end of Johar Tsarnaev's trial will bring some relief to Boston.
I really do hope that for all the families that have been involved in this and the jury and everybody else, that they can find some closure and an opportunity to look forward.
Jurors have sentenced the Boston Marathon bomber to death.
The jury deliberated for parts of 3 days before deciding Johar Tsarnaev should get the death penalty. Tsarnaev was convicted last month on all 30 federal counts against him. 17 of them carried the possibility of death. The defense had admitted his guilt, putting its focus on saving his life during the penalty phase by shifting the blame to Tsarnaev's older brother. The prosecutor said Tsarnaev was an equal partner who knew what he was doing. The decision means Tsarnaev is sentenced to die by lethal injection. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Investigators say the Amtrak train that derailed along the Northeast Corridor may have been struck by an object in the moments before it crashed. Robert Sumwalt with the NTSB says an assistant conductor heard radio chatter between train engineer Brandon Bostian and the engineer of another train.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at, and that the SEPTA engineer said that he had a broken windshield and he placed his train into emergency stop.
Bostian has finally spoken with investigators, saying he has no recollection of the trip from about 3 miles before the curve in Philadelphia where the train derailed. Hillary Rodham Clinton and former President Bill Clinton report they earned more than $30 million combined in speaking fees and book royalties since January of 2014. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the NFL plans to change guidelines regarding the way footballs are handled before games. This is AP Radio News. 38 Cuban migrants caught trying to sail to the U.S. are stranded aboard a U.S. Coast Guard vessel, waiting for permission from the Cuban government to return home. Toys R Us is closing its iconic FAO Schwartz store.
Running the store on New York's Fifth Avenue has become too expensive for Toys R Us, so the company says it'll close the 45,000-square-foot FAO Schwartz on July 15th. It is looking for another location in Midtown Manhattan. FAO Schwartz says it's the oldest toy store in the country. It's had a location in New York City since 1870. It moved to its current Fifth Avenue location in 1986. It's been featured in several movies, including Big, where Tom Hanks danced on its large floor piano. I'm Martin DeCaro.
More tornadoes could be heading to Oklahoma and Arkansas. The National Weather Service says storms will move from Texas into Oklahoma overnight and also into Saturday morning. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.